This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Jess Falstick.
Hey, isn't that Jess Falstick?
Nah, that's Sailor Moon. That's Jess Falstick.
Nah, that's just a couch covered in cats.
Oh, well, where's Jess Falstick?
Guys, I'm literally right here.
No, Jess Falstick has blue hair.
No, Jess Falstick's hair looked like she'd be part of the alt-left, if that were a thing.
Didn't she shave her head?
Just come see me every Sunday night at Avenue Tap House at 7 p.m. for the Red Light Comedy Showcase. The first Sunday of the month is open mic, and the last three Sundays showcase Cleveland's best and brightest comedic talent.
You know who's the funniest female comic in Cleveland?
Who's that?
Mary Santora.
God damn it.
That's Jess Falstick.
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we're taking on animals. Don't come after us, PETA, because it's not that kind of taking on animals. That'll be for another show. Joining us this week is Chicago... Blah. Yeah, exactly.
Roll with it.
I know. Joining us this week is Chicago comedian extraordinaire and co-producer of What the Hypnotics, a hip-hop game show at the Laugh Factory, as well as many other projects, because he's a busy boy, Tyler Ross.
Hey, that's me. And
hey, thanks for coming on.
No, thank you. I'm not producing a show, but you should go check it out still. It's a cool show.
Oh, you're not producing it anymore?
No.
See, this is how far behind I am on your life, Tyler.
Hey, I keep it moving. You know, I stick around for a little bit and then bounce out.
Yeah. That's just how you do. I understand. So, Tyler, why do you hate cats?
All right. So, first, it's an allergy. So, first off, anything that makes me start sneezing when I'm in its presence, I'm automatically not going to like. So, that's the first thing. Secondly, is cats are kind of just assholes in general, right? Like, if you have, like, a dog, like, you can usually calm it down, go sit it somewhere, put it, it'll calm. You can put a dog outside or in a cage, and you're like, it's fine. That's what you do. But cats, you're just like... Sorry, you're going to have to deal with it. Like, my cat's just going to keep bothering you. And cats, like, feel when you don't want them around you. And what a fucking... Like, if a person was, like, you knew, like, hey, can you stay away? Like, I'd like space. And they kept getting closer and closer. You would hate that person. But instead, we're all like, no, it's cool. I'd like to own this as a pet and think it's adorable and feed it.
Well, I've definitely been in situations where people have known that I hate them and then tried to get very, very close to me.
Well, that's because you're so cute. Like a cat.
Yes, exactly like a cat. They want to pet my head and get me off with a Q-tip because I'm in heat.
What?
Oh, you don't know that about cats?
No.
Well, if you don't fix a female cat, one of the suggestions as to how to get them to stop meowing and rubbing their butt up and everything and being ready
I've
to
seen
be mounted,
that, yeah.
Yeah, is to get them off with a Q-tip and a little bit of Vaseline.
Well, I'm not ever going to do that.
Why not?
Because I'm not a fucking weird creep like you and want to fuck animals with a Q-tip.
That's not fucking an animal with a Q-tip. It's basically like...
Jerking off an animal with a Q-tip.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not... Like, it's not going...
Sheer, you just want an excuse to say you rubbed your pussy.
Yeah, I never need an excuse to say I rub my pussy. I just fold my ball sack together and go...
Now I know why you're always carrying Q-tips around with you, though. So that makes
come here, kitty.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Oh, I heard some strays in the alley. Gotta go.
Yeah, everybody thinks Sheer hangs outside of comedy shows because he wants to smoke cigarettes and not be around people that drink. Bullshit. He's looking for alley cats to jerk off.
No, I mean, and it's like, tough because I've stayed, like, at a lot of people's houses, like, on the road, and it's always one of those things that... There's no easy way when you're like, oh, and what's your sitch like? And they're like, well, I have some couches, cool. And then you're like, and I have a cat. And you're like, great. I appreciate your hospitality, but not your choice of animals.
Well, the thing is like, I was going to say, I can sympathize with you as far as being allergic to them goes, because I'm, like, allergic to short-haired cats. But For whatever reason, I always thought I was a dog person. I'm not. I'm definitely a cat person.
Interesting.
Like, I won't ever own one because I don't want to clean out its shit box. Like, I don't want that.
That's kind a whole other thing.
Yeah, I don't want, like, I don't want that kind of responsibility. But I did. I adopted a dog for a year, and it made me realize, like, you're not a dog person. You're too busy to fucking have animals to begin with. So
I'm just not a responsibility person.
No, agreed. No, I mean, yeah. I'm trying to mask it with saying that I'm a shitty dog owner or was a shitty dog
That's
owner.
Fair.
But like, I have 9 million projects going on right now, and like some days you just wake up and like, I don't want to deal with this. Animals are at number one in that fucking list for me.
Right. Whenever people are like, oh, I got to go back really quick and like let my dog out and then I can do a thing. I'm like, you have to like check in at home base. Like, it's like when you're playing Pokemon, you need to get your Pokemon healed. You have to go to like the Pokestore or whatever, heal them up, and then you can continue on your journey. It's
well, like, I mean, like our boss man, Sean Ast, like I've tried to get him to come up here because I've gone down to Akron before and partied with those dudes, and it's a lot of fun. We always get shit done as far as partying goes. But I've tried to get Sean to come up here before and been like, yeah, you know, stay the night, blah, blah, blah. And then I listened to an episode of his podcast like the week we were trying to plan something out. And he was like, he's like, I feel bad. I can't tell Jordan that I can't be away from my cats that long. I'm like, Jesus Christ. They're going to be fine. They're cats. You put food in the fucking bowl and they're fine.
I mean, I understand because I'm currently in a house with a cat. Her name is Lil Bit. She's in love with me. And I'm not saying that as like a...
Because of the Q-tip
thing.
Yeah,
it's the Q-tip
obviously.
Thing, for sure.
She's fixed. It's not the Q-tip thing.
But you're just doing it for fun now? That's weird. Okay.
No. If I'm going to go down...
On a cat?
Yeah, if I'm going to go down on a cat, it's not going to be fixed because... At any rate, she will sit at the top of the stairs and meow at her owners if I'm gone for more than a night. Because she sleeps with me at night. So she gets very upset when I'm not there. And I've known this cat for, I want to say, 11 years now. So she was not a people person until she met me.
Well, they have such sharp claws in there. Cats, like, a cat bite is so much worse than a dog bite. Because dogs don't do it, I feel like, as frequently. But cats, like I've had a cat bite me, jump up and bite me on my butt. Like... It was the most traumatic experience I've ever had with an animal where I was like in my like a friend's basement and we were like, I forget, we were like making like joking about the cat or even like pointing and laughing. And then we like went to walk away and this thing like jumped and sprawled at me and like bit me and threw like a pair of khakis, like
ooh,
punctured my butt.
Don't fuck with cats, man. But a dog will fuck you up way worse than a cat ever will.
That's true, but they do it in, like, such shithead ways. Like, you know, it's hard to, like, play with a cat when it not, like, scratch up your hand a ton. Like, I've had kittens before, like, growing up, and nothing's, you know, it's not cool to be walking around and you, like, have 100 little scratch marks all over
your
hand.
No, and, like, especially being, like, allergic. Like,
yeah.
I get hives immediately. Ugh. Like, if their saliva touches me, like, I get hives. It sucks because I like cats. But
all you need to do is get a pair of Jordan's Billy Idol gloves.
What? Dude, I still have my fucking fingertips that if I rub my face after I touch the cat, because you don't rub your face with your palm like a fucking moron.
Well, cats do.
Yeah.
Well, they're fucking morons.
I love our visual games. You see what Cher was just doing?
This
he
video
was
podcast you guys have is awesome.
Yeah. Down the road.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, yeah, that and like, you know, I dated a girl who had a cat and she kept her cat's cat litter at the foot of her bed.
Ooh.
And that's just like, it's gross. And
that's
it's like, I understand there's
disgusting.
Nowhere else really to put it, I guess, in a small place. But also like, there'd be times I'd like go to her house and like, you know, you'd like go on her bed because cats jump on beds.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could feel like the very tiny like particle
yeah,
of like
litter.
Residual litter
yeah.
on there. And it's just like. Yeah, I don't want to be here
anymore. No, that's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
And that's gross.
Well, I've had cats for a while, because I'm definitely a cat person. I like the fact that they don't need attention all the time, and except when they do, and then it gets annoying. But
my point is, like, when you're not giving them attention actively, they go and seek it out more so. And I think, like, in a more... Because dogs, like, can't get around in as many spots like a cat can, so they're just so much more, like, invasive about it. It's, like, way worse.
Oh, well, Yeah, because I mean, I've had cats like that jump up on my shoulder, and that's their favorite spot. It's I'm not quite sure why that is. I think because Camille's cat does that to her, not to me. Ripley will not jump up on my shoulder.
Yeah, those cats don't like anybody but Camille. She's got a real like mother of her cats Targaryen thing going.
Well, no, it's when Ripley was a kitty, she liked me, and then as I came over like all the time, Ripley soon figured out that oh, he's going to be here all the time. I like him. He's nice to me, and he brings me bags to play with. But she won't hop up on my shoulder. She'll just cuddle with my feet. That's how she shows her appreciation. And then even
so, the whole point of this podcast was not to have Tyler on. It was an excuse for you to talk about cats and cat relationships.
I love cats.
Well, I'm glad that I can bring up the counter argument. Cats suck.
Cats
are not cool.
The only time cats annoy me is when they're groomers. Because cat tongues are like sandpaper.
Oh, they are. Oh, yeah.
That annoys me.
Yeah, that's not even a fun feeling. If a dog comes over and like licks you on the face, you're like, oh, what a fun little slobbery
feeling.
No,
that's fucking gross too.
Well, yeah, you're not like making like tongue to tongue contact. If it like licks your face, sure, it's pretty gross, but it's like kind of a little more endearing because it's by like a sloppy wet kiss rather than like a like sandpaper friction going against your hand or your cheek and. It feels like a reptile is trying to, like...
I know,
you.
But when a cat does that to you, it's one of two things, and it's... Because a dog's going to give you affection 90% of the time, no matter what. But, like, a cat, either you have food left on your fingers, or they love you.
Yeah.
It's just those two things. So, I mean, like, when a cat does it, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be able to touch my face until I wash my hands, but not like I walk around like I'm fucking touching my face all the time.
Yeah, Jordan goes around picking his forehead like a meth head.
Yeah,
all the
I
time.
Do. Yeah. Like a fat Jesse Pinkman.
Bitch. Well, the podcast was almost ruined by spit. No, but I had a cat, Freya, which we kept her litter box over by the weight bench, which meant that none of us worked out. It was gross.
It's nice to have little excuses.
Yeah. Yeah, but she would cuddle up with me at night, but she would groom me before she. So I kept throwing her across the room because she wouldn't stop grooming me. And I'm like, I'm trying to sleep here. Like, now's not the time to lick me. But when I got her from the pet store, it was one of those rescue pet stores. You know, the one in Akron that used to be attached to the Circle K, one of a kind?
Probably, yeah.
In Wallhaven. We got her from there. And she was scared as hell because, you know, it's a 2,000 square foot house that we had at the time. Probably more than that, actually. But, you know, she's used to being in a little cage all day and she's like wandering around the house meowing like, where the hell is everybody? Mm-hmm. And then we shut the door of the bedroom and she won't shut the fuck up because, you know, she needs attention. She is scared. So we let her into the bedroom. The first thing she does is jump up on the bed and lick my balls. And I was like, you're out of the bedroom now.
I mean, I don't, and I will say, like, I enjoy this about cats, but it's probably because I hate cats. But, like, the fact that you can, just, like, throw a cat to get out of the way, or, like, if it's up in your business and you know, like, oh, that fucking thing's gonna just land on its feet. Like, I don't know if that's a love-hate thing or not, but... That's definitely a pretty freeing feeling, knowing you can just, like, toss a living thing, and it's like, it's gonna be cool.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Well, there was one time where I was awakened from a dead sleep by somebody going, your cat's on the counter, and I stomped across the room, flung my cat, and hit the wall, and then ran away.
Oh my
God. I was asleep.
Maybe
I didn't know.
You should be listening to this one a little more.
I was asleep, and this was a long time. This is when I had Ash, who was a cat I got from a litter that one of my friend's cats had, and I took her out to Colorado with me in a Tupperware tote with holes drilled in the top. Well, I didn't know, like, I couldn't have her just wander around the car while I was driving.
No, that's true, yeah. Like, a dog you can kind of, like, do that, but a cat's gonna, like, get into some bullshit. Yeah, I've had three cats in my life, but, like, I didn't have allergies to cats growing up, but then when I moved out of my house, and then any cat I'd interact with after that, I started getting, like, really, like,
really horribly, like, allergies to.
So
I mean, was it a carpeted house? You know, when you've owned cats, because that makes it about 10 times fucking worse. Like, if you have, if you're allergic to cats, but you have wood floors and not a lot of rugs.
Floors, though,
yeah, because, so I mean, because the dander gets, like, stuck in there.
Yeah,
and, like, like, that's, like, when you said, like, when you can walk into a place and, like, all right, what am I allergic to in
right.
here? As I, you know, I push up my non-existent glasses right now and fucking hit my pocket protector. But, yeah, that is one of the worst fucking things in the world, because you're just, like, being stuffy. I think I'd rather be, like, shitting fucking water than being, like, clogged up.
Well, because it's, no one likes blowing their nose, and it's not, like, a good look for anyone. Like, no one's ever looked cool or made, like, a funny, cool noise blowing their nose. So, inevitably, that's, like, what I feel the worst about, is I'm just, like, blowing snot out left and right all over this person.
Oh,
like,
excuse me. Sorry.
Yeah.
Incorrect. I knew a girl that when she blew her nose, it sounded like an elephant. It was the cutest thing ever. Ever.
Did I ever tell you about that time I was banging that one chick? This is like 10 years ago, in my first apartment in Lakewood. And I didn't like her at all, and I don't think she really liked me. A lot of people will refute that because she was like weirdly obsessed with me. But I didn't. She would just do things to try and piss me off. So we were having sex one time, and I thought it would be really, really funny to make an elephant noise. And she didn't find it very funny. But everybody out in the living room thought it was really funny. Elephant noise stories. I love the head flow through you.
Yeah. But, no, I understand not wanting to be stuffy all the time. I mean, I was a Claritin kid for a long time. I even took prescription stuff before. Well, this was before Claritin was non-prescription, but you know, I tried Celdane, which got recalled.
I've used prescription drugs to inadvertently clog up my nose.
Me too.
I wanted to think of like a more medical way to say it. Like I've, you know, used prescription self-medicating.
Yeah, that's all. Then that's another thing is like whenever you're at a house with like cats, people are always like, "Well, if this random antihistamine medicine you want to take, you're like, I guess I'm taking this because I'm here already." Like, we'll see.
Well, and then if you are allergic to cats or whatever, but I'll use cats obviously as the example. Sudafed will clear me like the good kind, like the kind they make meth with, not the kind that you can buy from
the dollar store.
Yeah, right. Like the shit you have to like sign off on.
Yeah.
It's like pseudoephedrine or whatever. And that will like, I can fucking play with the cat. I can have the cat spit in my mouth and I'll be fine. But
can I get a cat just so it can spit in your mouth?
No. Yeah, I'm not gonna. I was just saying that.
Can I spit in your mouth?
No, ew, absolutely. I'd rather have a cat spit in my mouth.
That's a fun line to learn. Right there.
But, yeah, I mean, so as far as, like, aside from the cat biting your ass and being allergic, like, have you ever had any other bad experiences? I guess the litter at the bottom of the bed would have done, like, I'd have been, like, later.
Yeah, we broke up very soon after because it's like, this is just not going to be a thing.
Well, like, when you can walk into somebody's house and, like, smell cat litter, and, like, I have friends that, like, I won't go over their fucking house because, like, I know that you don't clean that shit out very often, and, like, I don't want to smell cat shit because cat shit smells infinitely worse than dog shit.
Yeah.
And dog shit's disgusting. I'm an expert on the subject.
Well, and cat piss is also, like, the fucking worst as well, too.
Ammonia, just, and, like, but potent fucking piss ammonia.
But, yeah, you're exactly right. Like, if you can walk into a house and you're like, oh, man, this is, like, you can smell, like, cat...
Cat turds.
Yeah, it's just...
It's fucking gross. It's disgusting. And, like, Jeremy looks like the type of guy who would never clean out a cat box, but it's, like, when he had, like, when he stayed with his one...
Because he's so busy spitting in it.
Well, that's how he cleans it. he used to clean out the cat... How many cats lived there?
Four.
And, yeah, and you did it all the fucking time.
I did it every week.
And, like, that... So, I'll give Jeremy that. Like, he looks Like, you shouldn't own a cat, but he can definitely own a cat.
No, I definitely take care of cats because I...
They're your friends.
They're my friends, and I know how bad it smells, and I don't want to subject anybody to that.
Yeah, see what a good guy he is.
I mean, like, I even tried...
He constantly amazes this guy. His consideration is real low-key.
Yeah, absolutely.
Low-key consideration is what I'm best at.
That's the name of your next album.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Well, I'm recording it in April, so I'll consider it. No, but...
low-key, though.
Yeah, yeah. That was high-five.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I even tried, you know those crystals that they came out with that you have to clean out every day because they don't clump? I was like, well, this might, you know, make it smell better. And you can supposedly, unlike clumping litter where it's a bad idea to put it in the bathroom because of the shower and it'll just turn your litter into clay immediately, you can keep that one in the bathroom, which is the perfect place to have a fucking litter box. Because it already is going to smell like shit anyway, especially if I live there. unfortunately, when the cat pees in the crystals, it's all bad. Like, it's because it doesn't clump. You just have a pool of cat urine at the bottom, and it's...
Sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I'm one of those weirdos that, you know, once a month or more, if it's multiple cats... I'll take out the liner and I will clean the litter box with wipes and spray and everything just to get all the piss out of it.
See, what's worse, like having to constantly go back and check in and take your animal out or have it like, that's just both sound just like the time consumption of those things.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of friends that in the city, like in Chicago, work as like dog walkers. Like that is their gig. Walk around, pick up some poops from some dogs, put them back in their place. But like, I don't know if like a cat litter cleaner outer would be as like enticing as a job.
I think it would have to pay more.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like you could pay me less to exercise, which is absolutely asinine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've cleaned out litter boxes for people. Like, I'm basically, that's the only job I'm qualified for is professional cat sitter.
So if you're out there thinking, what am I going to do with this cat while I'm in Rome? Well, call Jeremy Shear.
Yeah, I will do it.
There's a big crossover of listeners that go to Rome for vacation, right?
Yeah, big time. Could you imagine him like walking up to somebody's house looking like fucking Saul Goodman, like in like a suit and like, yeah, I'm here to clean the cat boxes.
or he makes like a like custom work shirt that's like Shear's Cat Cleaning Company or something.
Like one of the old like the old ones, the punk rock ones when people wore like bowling shirts and like Ford shirts and shit.
I'll show up wearing a dress and be the litter lady.
Oh, God. It's like, who do you trust less? Like, this weird guy with, like, cleaning supplies wearing a dress or someone who's willingly, like, yes, I'm going to clean cat litters? Like,
yeah, I mean, and Shear, I mean, you could absolutely, you could put it in the clause there, like, hey, look, I'm going to clean your cat box and it's going to be done tip top, but I need to take a shower afterwards in your house.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, that was the worst is when I had to clean the cat box because, you know, it has to be done every week. Otherwise, you know, the entire apartment would smell like shit and piss. And then I'd have to go out immediately after that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I would wear – like I do it up. Like I'll put on gloves and I had like one of those masks that people that spray paint use.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's because, you know...
Like the cover of the Transplants record?
Yeah. Okay. Like, exactly like
okay.
that.
Like
exactly
a gas mask. Like that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But the thing is...
you like how I pulled the Transplants?
Yeah. I love the Transplants, but that's
this
another
is sounding
episode.
More and more Breaking Bad-esque as he describes it.
Actually, I have a picture of it, and it says, Be Right Back, Winnebago Business, on my Instagram.
Dude, you should... we should definitely... We could do a parody of Breaking Bad with you and me cleaning out fucking litter boxes. That could be like it could be like an offshoot of Chobbers, which kind of sounds
Jordan,
dirty when you say that.
I love that.
Do you want to clean shit?
Yeah, bitch.
Dad, why can't you love me? I was being there.
Because you only eat breakfast,
dude. And then like my cat in the show overdoses on catnip, and I'm trying to like, and like, you knew that the cat was gonna die, you son of a bitch.
Cats can't overdose on catnip. Catnip's actually pretty safe.
Well, it's for the story.
Yeah. I realize, but
tainted,
you know,
catnip. Yeah. Oh man.
Tainted catnip. There you go. It's catnip that has foxglove in it or something.
Carfentanil and catnip. I hate that they're cutting it with this shit again. Damn it. When will it stop?
It will never stop.
When will I get some?
At any rate, the reason that I had to wear a mask, though, is because there was just so much piss in these litter boxes. And what happens when you spray something that's high in ammonia with bleach?
You knock yourself the fuck out?
Yeah. So I had to, you know, just keep the mask on so that I wouldn't, like, cough up blood while I'm cleaning up these litter boxes. They do make a natural cleaner that, you know, you can spray it on piss and it won't create gas like bleach does, which I used for a long time. But when other people are buying the stuff, like, what am I supposed to do?
Well, and they have, like, products now where it's, like, it can sense when the cat's, like, gone in there, taken up space, and then left, and then it, like, somehow, like...
Oh, the automatic litter box?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, the problem with those is... you know how litter clumps after a cat pisses, right?
Right.
It's not always going to get those clumps. And then if the cat, like, comes back to bury a shit, then it's on. And then, you know, it gets the litter into this tray at the bottom. So you've got this uncovered shit in a tray in the bottom. And that doesn't do you any good either. It's just...
That was the most Italian you've ever looked, and it was amazing. He was using his hands so much.
Clumps. And it's just kind of nice to revel in watching someone be an expert of something, you know?
You don't meet many experts in your day-to-day life, but when you do, make sure they fucking are good at cleaning cat boxes.
Jeremy Shear, cat shit expert.
But yeah. I think also, like, the thing about people with cats is they actively, like, know their cats are shitty, but they're, like, I think most of the time people downplay it, too. They're like, oh, my cat's a little asshole, but I love it. It's like, yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I have shitty. No, but see, the thing is, I have no problem. I've offended a lot of people with animals before. Because, like, if your dog's all up in my shit the moment I walk into your house... I don't like, not that I don't like dogs, I just don't want to be fucking bothered by something I'm possibly and probably allergic to. It's just fucking annoying. Like, people, I love when I walk into somebody's house, their dog jumps alone, and they're like, get the fuck away. Like, what are you doing? Leave them alone. Like, that's, I respect people like that who don't think that they're fucking animals or their kids. And if you do think that way, come on this fucking show and you won't make it out. Because that shit drives me nuts.
You don't see a lot of
babies.
Amber alerts for kitten missing cats, you know?
I mean, I kind of want an Amber Alert for missing cats on my phone, and better than the kids. I don't give a shit about the kids. It's just, it's always some dumb custody thing, and I'm like, I don't care.
I can't wait till, like, I'm sure as a society we, like, soften up to be like, my cats are my kids. We're going to register as such with, like, a tax deduction, and then Amber Alerts will eventually, like, oh, a Siberian short hair is missing. Last seen... chewing on a piece of paper.
If that doesn't spark me to start the revolution, sitting on my fucking on my porch with a gun, like, I'll kill that cat if it walks on my property.
You're like the
Gary Busey in Black Sheep.
I was trying. You're like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, I'm the Gran Torino of cats.
Yeah,
get off my lawn.
All right, so have you only experienced indoor cats, or have you had indoor-outdoor cats?
I've never, I mean, I'd say Camille's outdoor cats. Like, I've never interacted with a cat outside where I'm like, oh, that's an outdoor cat.
Yeah, well, Ripley is way nicer outside. So that's, if you see Ripley, that's where you want to interact with her.
Okay.
Yeah, she's actually, like, nuzzly and cuddly outside, I think because she has room to run away.
Well, and the thing is, like, and cats are so conniving, like, you can just put them out outside, you don't need, like, really, like, a fence or anything, and they, like, they always know their way back in a really, right, cats, that's what cats do, they always can get back.
Yeah, I mean,
dogs will just go away and follow whatever smells yummy or something.
Yeah, but cats know where the food is.
That's true.
So, you know, although a little bit did kill a few birds this year. a point that has been argued at me time and time again by other people with cat allergies that I may or may not have been married to, is that cats are responsible for the decline in bird populations because cats kill birds.
That's almost as dumb as fucking, was it Bush or Trump who said that the windmills for creating energy are killing the bird population?
That was Bush.
No, Trump just said that.
Oh, did he?
I wouldn't be surprised if it was both of them. Like,
that I think we just have a new game we're going to play.
Bush or Trump? Bush or
Trump. Oh, dude. I mean, Bush didn't say outlandishly crazy things like Trump does. He said very fucking stupid things.
Right. It's more just like blind ignorance rather than like outward aggressiveness.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I was just talking with somebody
about it. Much like a cat. To bring it back around.
Like, with that whole thing right now is like, you know, we were conditioned. Like, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay. So, like, I come from the punk rock community, and like 15, 16, I was conditioned to fucking hate George Bush through punk rock. And like, turns out that it worked out that way for me. But watching what we're seeing now, I would rather have Bush in fucking office again than this moron ever, which is crazy because he was also a nut job.
So you'd rather have Dick Cheney, a war profiteer, than Steve Bannon, Nazi?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take a war profiteer over a Nazi any day.
All right.
Because Nazis are just war profiteers through bodies.
Yeah, there is that.
Way to get political on a cat podcast, Jordan.
Good work, Jordan.
Great job, everybody.
Yeah. Does Bush paints pictures of dogs now?
Yeah, and he also has a huge crush on Michelle Obama, which is really,
really... Is that
really
true?
Yeah, it's like 100%
That's true. Like the least Republican thing you can possibly do is have a crush on Michelle Obama, I think.
Well, I mean, like, I've seen stuff said about them before that, like, those four have, like, a really good relationship, which is just fucking weird to me. But, I mean,
there are people that I have good relationships with that I do not agree with politically.
Yeah, I just went on one of their podcasts. Ricky fucking Melton.
I love Ricky.
I love Ricky, too. I don't agree with his fucking political views on any stretch of the imagination, but I do love Ricky. He's a good boy.
Yeah, Ricky's great. Sean Boyd's great. We disagree on a bunch of things, but...
But it's, like, fun to disagree sometimes. And as long as you can, like, be realistic with it, I think what happens is people take it a step too far of, like, just because we disagree, like, okay. Yeah. Everyone constantly is going around going, like, I don't like ketchup on my hamburgers. I do. Like, we're not jumping down people's throats because of how they live their life.
I hate ketchup.
Well, there you go. Like,
I'm an indignant fuck, though. Like, there's things that I pick to get angry about are so stupid.
What? A host of a show called Let the Hate Flow Through You? I couldn't believe it.
I know. This may be breaking news.
But that's the thing. Like, I think listening and hearing things out is fine and giving your side of it. It's just like when you start getting aggressive and feeling like, my words are going to make you change your mind. Like, that's where you, like, you just, that's where people get all hung up. It's like, you aren't this, like, messiah for your side representing everything, like the good parts of it, to just trick other people that you just...
Well, I do think that I'm like the messiah of my side, but like at the same time, I stopped fucking arguing with
people. When are you gonna die for everybody's sins, fatty?
Never. If Jesus died for everybody's sins, it goes to show what a fucking moron he was. Like, if I came down here and I was like, ah, you know what, it's pretty nice down here, I got olives, I got some fucking myrrh, some frankincense, what's up? I would not be like, I would look around the world now, especially now, like if I was Christ today, I would look around the world and be like, fuck these people, blow them the fuck up. And well, that's why Trump's in office.
Honestly, the only reason that you can't die for anybody's sins is because you're too fat to put on a cross.
Also, I'm not Jewish.
I mean, you can take a bath.
I think I resemble a pig too much to be considered a Jew.
If we can have Sammy Davis Jr., we can have El Jordano Diablo. Just, you know, we take a little knife, draw a little blood, you know, I'll get a moil who actually, like, puts a tube there, does his mouth directly on your dick, you take a bath. Yeah,
I'm already, for the record, I am already circumcised.
When you convert, you have to get circumcised again.
Oh, God.
Really?
you have to have blood drawn from the penis.
Ooh.
It's part of the conversion process.
I just wrote a new Ramones song. I don't want to be a Jew anymore.
Yeah, it's a giant pain in the tuchus.
They're probably more of a screwdriver song. Oh. None of them were Jewish, though. No. Their Ramones were actually Jewish.
They were. They're when my grandparents on my father's side lived in a retirement community in Miami, I was informed that the Ramones would often visit said community because one of their mothers lived there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right on.
So it was weird.
That'd be such a weird context to have. You're like, who are these dudes just rolling in? Like,
who's that Jew that looks like an alien?
Yeah. As far as litter box smell, though.
Yes.
There really isn't a way. That's the problem is... Even if you clean the litter box every day, you can still walk in and tell somebody has cats almost immediately. Unless there's
and there's like not one redeeming thing about that too. Like I don't think anyone's ever been like, oh, really makes me feel like grandma's house getting that like waft of
cat shit.
Yeah.
No, I'm good on that.
It's not necessarily the cat shit that I get a waft of that I can tell if somebody has a cat. It's the litter.
Yeah.
Itself. I can smell like the litter.
And just, like, feeling, like, I don't know if you've ever walked in a place where it's, like, kind of on the ground, but, yeah. Like I said, anytime you can feel that, like, specklings of it, just, every part of it just makes me, yeah, like,
I'm walking on the rocks that cats shit on.
Right. Like,
that's not a good feeling.
No.
No, but, you know, I work pretty hard to make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, if there were more people out in the world, like Jeremy Shear, you know.
It's just because he can't put anything fun up his nose anymore, so he has to crush up that shit on the ground.
I'm doing rails of litter.
That's another...
The world stinks!
Only the crystal pipe, so it doesn't clump up in your nose, so...
Yeah, yeah, I have to get the non-clumping shit.
Damn, dude, do you get that clumping shit again? You don't like that?
Oh, my goodness!
And that's how you're Breaking Bad.
Oh, dude, absolutely! Like, there's a series to be written here for sure. 100%. It's just how do we get the law involved?
I'm actually I'm working on a thing called Breaking Sad.
Oh.
It's gonna be me teaching Marlon how to cook meth.
I'm not touching that one.
It's gonna be amazing.
I'm sure it will be.
Like in like an easy bake oven, like a fun way, or
no,
it's going to be a creepy crawler's oven.
He's writing instructions on a light bright. It's awesome.
You just gave me another idea for another episode.
This is how the meth cooks in a regular stove.
Yeah, so I just talked to somebody that used an easy bake oven to make actual food and not. Not just the stupid little brownies that they
make. And I thought that having a hot plate in my first apartment and not turning on the gas was trashy. I've been one up.
Easy bake oven.
Easy bake oven.
Yeah, until you've cooked on a light bulb, you know nothing of trash.
You can cook like half a Hot Pocket at one time. Like, what the fuck? Is that person skinny?
I don't think so. I'm trying to remember who it was, and I can't because I've got too much information floating in my head about cat shit. It's pushing out other information.
I mean, the amount of information you had about this in the background is, I'm glad I chose this as a topic so we could finally get this out there in the world, basically.
There are some cats that I dislike. I don't like unfixed cats because, again, the horny women cats are annoying. I was cat sitting for an animal when I lived in Colorado. She was not a people cat, except for once a month where she hopped out of her hiding spot and was like, meow, 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 and shaking her butt at me. Meow, meow. And I was like, well, this is annoying. And I live with another unfixed cat. And I brought my fixed cat into the house, and I found out that my fixed cat is a lesbian because she was very needy. And then as soon as she met this unfixed cat that she could go down on whenever she wanted, she became super chill.
Okay.
It was very, very strange. And then,
Feline Centipede, the movie I never want to see.
Yeah, you know? No interest.
The unfixed cat ran off to get pregnant, and then...
Are you talking about your ex-wife again?
No.
The unfixed cat?
Yeah. She was definitely not fixed. I was the fixed one. I didn't have my nuts clipped off, though. I just had some poking and prodding.
I didn't have my nuts clipped off like your fucking Varys from Game of Thrones. That would be a good costume for you, though, even though I'm like the balder one.
I don't watch Game of Thrones, so...
You will one day. You'll know what I'm talking about one day.
You'll get bored sitting in a car one day, and it'll just be there for you, and...
I asked my roommate who was watching, I was like, when does the gay midget get pegged by the dragon lady? And she was like, he was like, it doesn't happen. I'm like,
that
I'm
midget,
not interested.
First and foremost, that little fucks. Person who rules fucks hard as fuck, and he's a badass motherfucker, and he's got a dick bigger than yours and mine put together. So
that's not
that
hard,
much.
Jordan.
I understand that. But he's got like a third leg.
Have you ever seen a tic-tac pack that's just like crushed?
In some form or another, I have.
All you have to do is get a little can of Armor sausages, and it's like, hey, look!
Over Christmas, we did make little smokies. You know, the barbecue sauce and grape jelly smokies.
Wait, grape jelly?
Yeah, that's what, like, when you get, like, cocktail weenies, that's what the sauce is. It's barbecue sauce and grape jelly.
It's good stuff.
And it's put in a crock. Because I'm sure you'd turn down fucking meatballs or sausages.
No, those are great.
I fucking love them. I think they're fantastic. That's why I made them on Christmas. Oh, that's why he wouldn't eat them. It was Christmas. It wasn't Hanukkah.
He was banning it.
When did you make for Christmas? I don't even remember Christmas.
Christmas is only like 2 weeks ago, buddy. Maybe three.
I don't remember what I did for Christmas. Oh, yeah. I stayed at home and watched the kids go crazy with their presents.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, I was the cat a little bit. She, when she's like had enough of the kids, she'll go and sleep on my bed and then meow at me to come take a nap. We talk to each other. Like I'm very much a cat person.
I was going to say, like, you're basically the equivalent of a crazy cat lady without cats.
With a dick.
Except a dick. I don't want like 12 cats.
You just
want to
clean 12 cat shit boxes. That's all.
For money,
yes.
For money, I will do it. No, it's just, you know, I like one or two cats. Having four cats was a bit much.
That's crazy. I lived at a house when I was playing hockey that someone had, they had six Yorkshire Terriers because they were breeding them.
Wow.
And that was like... I mean, it was whatever, but it was also like that many of anything is just an intimidating thing to handle.
My my uncle down in West Palm, he and his ex-wife, she's passed, had eight Yorkies, and they would all hop up on the couch and yap at me.
I'm just, you know what? I don't explicitly have anything against animals. I'm just not an animal person, man. It's like, and people look at you all like you're a fucking psychopath when you say that. Well, like, yeah. It's just, it is what it is. Like, I don't want that in my life, and I don't need that. I don't need that validation.
Yeah, the caring for like another life form just doesn't just get me excited. Like, there are people that love like doing the things with their dog.
Give me a gigapet, and I'll be happy.
Gigapet. What was the other one? It was Tamagotchi. Tamagotchi, yeah.
I'll take a Takahashi that I have to raise.
But that's like, and I think it like translates. They're like, you know, it's like, oh, first you have a kid, have a dog or a cat together, then you have a kid together. It's like, yeah, I don't want either of those.
No,
things. Like
especially the latter. Like, right. I don't want a kid or an animal. Like,
I work at a school, and a lot of the parents are like, wow, you're so great with kids. Do you have kids? I'm like. Hell no. They're like, yeah, don't do it.
Yeah.
They're like, kids really cut into your drinking budget. That's what like a parent said to me one time, and it was like the funniest thing I've ever heard.
No, I've said for a long time that I'm way too selfish to have kids.
Yeah, like, that's exactly
and, like, I'm honest about it. Like, I've got a lot of stuff I want to... I just turned 30. I got a lot of shit I still want to do. I'm not fucking ruining that anytime soon.
It's like you're restarting your life, and even if, let's take you back to animals, like you're restarting how you have to like do basic things because your like routine gets added with things. And being adult, you have enough fucking things to do already. Yeah, like the last I want to do is add more tasks.
I don't have time to jerk off anymore. Like I want to fucking take care of an animal. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't have time to jerk off anymore because it takes me 2 fucking hours to do it.
And you're too busy jerking off cats with kittens.
Yeah, stop jerking off cats. Start jerking off.
If it was hot, maybe it would take me less time to jerk off. But it's not hot. It's just shut up. It's honestly how I treated my ex-wife. Shut up! You feel better now? Leave me alone. I'm going to go play video games.
Go back in your little corner, whatever. Poop in your box. Get out of here.
Poop in your box and get out of my face.
It's funny, like, because you're talking about a woman. Poop in your box. Like, that's really mean.
Oh.
Yeah, why don't you just... Dude, the next time a girl pisses me off, I'm just going to be like, oh, poop in your box.
Man, I don't... I'm just trying to think of the dynamics necessary to make that happen. And I'm thinking handstand.
Not necessarily. I mean, it could just be straight from the doggy style position, as long as it's runny.
Yeah, it was like a seeping kind of thing.
What if she just sits down on the ground, shits on the ground, and just hops?
Why does she have to hop? Why can't she just rub? Like,
because it's funnier to hop than it is to rub, Jordan.
That's how you create art, okay? I think Lady Gaga released a whole series of paintings just like that.
Well, I thought it was a series of outfits.
Yeah. No, I think her and her like ex-boyfriend, they like had sex on like a canvas like with paint on it, and then they sold those paintings. Which again,
I want to do that.
You can if you want. I mean, you can do anything and then just put like art up in some various place and like attach a price tag to it. So Jeremy Shear's ass paintings definitely have a market for it somewhere out there.
Yeah. I'm just like, don't smell the painting.
There's a reason that's in a frame. You know?
Yeah. There's a reason I had to laminate it.
It would look great in a proctologist's office. Yeah.
But speaking of smelling the paintings, the reason that I don't like unfixed cats is because male cats spray to mark their territory, and I hate that. Hate it, hate it, hate it. Also, the first girlfriend I ever had an unfixed male and a fixed female, and he would just bang this cat on top of my jacket and jizz all over it.
Ugh.
And that was really annoying because kitty cum doesn't come out.
I will say there's nothing funnier than messing with a cat, even though you know how like mean it's been. Like, I don't know if have you ever put a sock on a cat's head and then watch it try to shake it off?
No, I've never done that.
It's kind of mean.
I've played with the laser pointer. That's a lot of fun.
That's like an easy one. Like, I had a friend that put a piece of scotch tape on the bottom of a cat's paw, and you just watch it like flick its paw faster than anything because it can't get it off. And then it like runs around he had wood floors. So it's like burning out left and right because it's got like tape on its paws. Hilarious. Super fun time. So, the sock thing's called the elephant because it, like, moves its head around and it looks like it's an elephant.
Yeah.
Bringing it back to elephants.
That's where we started, right?
Genius. I did that when I was, like, way younger. I was like, oh, I'm going to fuck with animals because I need
because
to
Because you look like that guy.
Yeah, I do. I look like I tortured animals in my backyard to work up to the real work.
The real work.
I'm going to validate. I felt bad when I did it, but it still was really funny at the same time. So I'm not a murderer.
Yeah.
In case anyone was worried about that.
Tyler Ross, not a murderer, even though he does have the Ted Bundy vibe.
Thank you.
I like his Ted Bundy vibe.
Don't go hitchhiking. That's all I'm saying.
We get along.
So when is an acceptable time for cats to exist?
When you go to the zoo and you see them locked up.
Oh, cat
like
zoo.
The big ones?
Like
tigers?
Put them all in
like
there.
That would be fun to have. Like raise like a baby fucking wild animal like that loves you and won't kill you.
Well, you see the videos of people with like
it's adorable.
Yeah.
It's so cute. And, like, it's just like, oh, with one swipe of its paw, it could just kill you.
You should look up, there's this guy's name's Joe Exotica. He's this guy in Oklahoma that runs, like, an exotic animal farm.
Mm-hmm.
And every year he runs for president. In his YouTube videos, like, let me tell you, he's got, like, a cane and he limps back and forth. He's got, like, a gun holster ready to go. Watch some of these Joe Exotica videos. All like, right. That will definitely make you want to own your own animal
farm. All right.
For sure. Yeah.
There was an exotic animal farm in Norton.
What?
Yeah, this guy kept having the cops called on him all the time because he'd just have too many fucking animals. He had, like, lions and tigers and fucking
bears.
All sorts of weird shit. I think bears, too.
Oh, my.
Well, that's what happened with, like, the Zanesville thing, right? That guy, like, killed himself and left, like, the cages open and all those animals, like, ran around.
Oh, that's great.
And I don't think they ate him, which was a goddamn shame.
When you love someone so much, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, animals get hungry, dude.
That's true. It's like the old ladies who die in their house and then their cats, like, eat them, the things you hear. I think that's definitely a news story or something.
Oh, without a doubt. Sure. Yeah, I mean, like, a half-eaten woman found in her apartment. You know, cats, probably like three dead cats from overdosing on an old lady. It'd be great. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Overdosing on old lady. That is going to be the title of my album.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah, cats. Sheer, what are you doing?
I'm trying to keep our schedule together, Jordan.
Well, I mean, call your cats, not the cops.
Yes, definitely call your cats.
That's what you do. Call your cats, not the cops.
Yeah.
I love your hat. It's great.
I also love my hat. Available at outcastmentality.bigcartel.com, probably.
They need to put you on it, like, because you're the poster boy for that hat now.
I mean, amongst the comedy community, yes, but there are a bunch of other people that wear these hats that are way scarier than me.
Fantastic. Well,
all right, Tyler, where can we find you on the webs and what are you doing?
Yeah, so right now I'm also doing a little podcast thing. It's called Commit to the Bit. That's basically like my comedy, we'll call it brand, I guess, with myself and my comedy partner, Dylan Scott. We have a podcast, committothebit.net is all our, like, we do a lot of touring shows. So we're setting up a tour in February where we're probably going to hit, like, Philadelphia and, like, D.C. area.
Oh,
right,
cool.
Now.
Hell
so
yeah.
We'll have that. So committothebit.net, like us on Facebook, whatever. But, yeah, we, like, pick a different thing to, like, commit to each month. So, like, one month we ran a mile every single day. And then we, like, kind of talked about our experiences of it. We did last week, our friend lost a bet. And we watched all 8 Harry Potters in a row from 10 a.m. in the morning till 6 a.m. the next day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we checked in between, like, with my friend's sanity because he had never seen them before.
Oh, my.
But he had to watch all of them because, like I say, he lost a bet.
That's a great bet to lose. Harry Potter, that's a gift. Harry Potter is a fucking gift.
We made it like a marathon and people came over throughout the day.
That's
so
awesome.
Like, it was really fun. And his sister mailed a bunch of like Harry Potter clothes he had to wear. So he had like the sorting hat on.
Oh, that's great.
He had like a pair of like sweatpants that were like all the houses and stuff.
You
like
sold
that.
Me.
It was a blast. So yeah, commit to the bit.net. That's basically where mostly everything will be at. So yeah.
Tyler is out and about all the time. And our listeners nationwide will definitely have an opportunity to see him this year. He is a hardworking boy.
And us.
Yeah, and us. We're getting out there. Jesus.
It's fun.
No, it's the most fun I've ever had doing anything is when we get to do a live show. It's my favorite thing.
Some of the
do.
Places, too, you'd never expect like how it's going to go are always the best.
Oh.
Like, I can't say enough wonderful things about Bismarck, North Dakota. Like, honestly, probably, like, I did, like, a summer-long tour with my roommate, and we went through a lot of weird places, but, like, holy shit, like, we showed them, we're like, well, I don't think that goes in. Fucking A, man. Like,
yeah.
It was a blast.
That's
like, those
awesome.
People ruled.
We, Sad Boys did a show in Beckley, West Virginia. Which
oh, yeah.
I was terrified, but it was so much fun, and
yeah.
They loved us.
We, probably the weirdest one I ever did was in Denver, Indiana, and, yeah, you just, like, pull in. You're like, this is the one stop light. This is the one bar that also serves food and the only place people can go to, like, order food out. Like,
yeah.
That's where we're at. I have my one friend who, when I go on the road with him, he always sets up that. I've done Denver, Indiana with him, and then we went to a Syracuse, Indiana as well. Like, I don't know how he finds all these, like, he's like, oh, I got a sweet gig in Hollywood, Indiana for it. Like, I'm just waiting for the day to come.
Yeah, we're definitely going back to, because I have friends in Kalamazoo, our show that we did there went over, like, gangbusters. Like, I knew it was gonna, but I knew everybody else. It was, like, us and then Sad Boys Social Club, and I was like, everybody had their reservations. Like, I hope this fucking pans out, and it did.
That's awesome.
And we're going back there this spring, and then we're also hitting Indiana for sure this spring.
Nice.
But, like, as we keep doing this, like, we did how many live episodes?
We've done four.
Four, one, two. Yeah, okay, so we've done four. I would like to double that up this year. You know, that's awesome. Because I told Sheer when we first started doing this, when we started at the end of 2016, I said by the end of 2017, I want to have done a live show.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up doing, three and then one at the very beginning of this year. And it's the most fun. I think we both agree it's the most fun we have doing it. And people really seem to, like, when they know what's going on, what we're doing, people seem to fucking love it.
Yeah, when they know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, we're going to work on that. So.
Speaking of knowing what's going on, people that we have to thank, our sponsors. Thank you, Brit Fox, X Fox Rocks on the Snapchat and Instagram. 2018 is going to be a big year for her too, so get in on the ground floor. And Jess Falstick at Epic Fall on the Twitter. Jordan, she has a new project that is of some interest to you.
Yes, she does. Jess, who's been a longtime sponsor of our show, why I'm still not sure, but she does. I think it's because she loves you. She has a podcast on my network now called The Default Setting, where her and her co-host have somebody come on and they talk about something that, like, is, like, ingrained in, like, something you can remember that's been ingrained for you since you were, like, a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they just released their first episode yesterday of today. So I don't think this gets released Monday. So they released it last week at this point. And they talked to Tabitha Jones about her anger. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I was really, really excited when I got that show. So I'm really excited to see what they do. And then I have a plethora of a million fucking things going on right now.
Also, thank you to Plight of the Stripper Herder, which you can find at playofthestripperherder.blogspot.com. It is the story of one man's journey through the strip club industry. It's lots of fun. And he is working on getting that blog adapted into a film. So read it while you can. Do it for free. Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates cats as much as Tyler Ross.
No.
And I'm generally another. Like, when you ask me to do this, like, I generally, my natural setting is to be, like, super nice, super friendly. So, like, when I had a really hard time trying to figure, like, what do I really hate? I'm like, nah, I fucking hate cats, man.
So, no, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care. Making mistakes, I keep setting up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge may burn. Daniel's in drunkenness. I keep a bruise in my brain. It's under the blood.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Chris Clem.
Uncle Hordano, when I grow up, I want to be Chris Clem.
Well, why wait till you grow up? You could be Chris Clem now.
Really?
Sure thing, kid. Put on these Zubaz pants.
These are really big.
Yeah, you'll grow into them once you start eating enough Dunkin' Donuts and White Castle.
My parents tell me that's not healthy at all.
Well, do you want to be Chris Clem or not?
Yes!
Now, who's your favorite Cavs player?
Sean Kemp.
And who's your favorite rapper?
Kid Rock.
And who's the best rock star of all time?
Billy Joel.
You are ready.
Give me a suggestion. I'll make a joke.
I'm done playing now.
That's Chris Clem.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.